Once again, I want to say good morning, church. It's another opportunity to be in God's presence, worship at the feet of the Master, and we do not take it for granted. We're going to be looking into God's Word for the next couple of minutes that we have. I'll just be sharing some thoughts, really. So I would like for you to go with me. I've titled this, The Journey of Light. The Journey of Light. Now, growing up as a kid, I remember very well how that it was, I don't know of now, I think things are shifting now. We were a NEPA generation. And, you know, when the light comes on, the spontaneous reaction would always be up NEPA. I know while preparing for this, I thought about it, that why was it that there was this excitement that came with power supply being restored after it had been switched off for a while? Why the excitement? I know in thinking about it, I came to find that everybody loves light. Is there anybody here that does not love light? So everybody loves light. And there is this excitement that comes with light and everything it represents. No wonder in the book of Genesis chapter 1, after God created the heavens and the earth, the first thing that came forth immediately after was light. Because light is so critical and light is so important. So we'll be looking at the journey of light this morning, and I'm trusting God to help us. Let's open our Bibles to the book of John, chapter 8. John chapter 8. Sorry, Media, I'll need you to walk with me closely. I'll be reading verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. All right, thank you. So it says here, then Jesus spoke to them again, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus spoke to them again, I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, two things we can draw from this scripture. Jesus says he is the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness, but you will have the light of life. So first and foremost, we need to realize that our source of light is Christ. Christ is our source of light. Not only as Christians, but the world in general. He says, I am the light of the world. And from following him, do you find that he didn't say, if you follow me, you will never walk in darkness, but you will have light. He did not stop there. He said, you will have the light of life. And that got me asking, what is the light of life? What is the light of life? We've had different renditions of this scripture. And Media, can you project the same scripture in NLT? Though majority of the renditions still left it as light of life. But NLT was the only one that was different from most of the scriptures that I checked. So it says here, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness. You won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. You will have the light that leads to life. While this is one rendition that is potent, we could also have a different rendition of this same scripture, this part of the scripture. It says the light that leads to life. But I bring to you this morning that as much as there is a light that leads to life, there is a life that leads to light. We'll find that in the book of John chapter 1. I need you guys to stay with me. Please, please, and please stay with me. So we've seen light leads to life. But I'm telling us today that we can have life that leads to life. That leads to light, rather. John chapter 1. I'll read from verse 1. I'm actually going to verse 4. But I'll read from verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through Him. And apart from Him, not one thing was created that was created. Verse 4. Life was in Him. And that life was the light of men. Life was in Him. And that life was the light of men. New King James, some King James renders it as, in Him was life, and that life was the light of men. So there is this nature of God that we call the life of God, the Zoe of God. And it is that life that becomes the light of men. In preparing for this, I searched through all of the whole Old Testament. And one thing I found about light was whenever light was used in reference to a source, in all of the Old Testament, there was never a time when light was used in reference to being generated from man. Light was always made reference to in respect with God. So in the Old Testament, everybody knew it, that God is light. God is that great light. So it would have been, you know, what would have been considered as a false teaching for anyone to say, I am the light. But there was a change. There was a change. And why did that change come? We will see all of that in the course of, our teaching this morning. And I have here that, light. Why is light? What is it that is so exciting about light? The exciting thing about light is that it reveals. It gives meaning. Imagine that we were in this hall and there is no light. Everywhere is dark. Would you know where you're supposed to sit? Would you know what is even in front of you? That would not be possible. So the important and exciting thing about life is that it reveals. And because light reveals, it makes it possible for us to walk in knowledge, for us to walk in understanding, for us to walk in wisdom. So it is not possible for anyone to know if there is no light. It is not possible for anyone to understand if there is no light. It is not possible for anyone to walk in wisdom if there is no light. So it is important that there be light. And once there is light, all of these things, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, whatever it is that you may name, becomes possible. So now let's think about it. Imagine God created the heavens and the earth. And after creating the heavens and the earth, He did not create light. He went on to create every other thing. And there was no light. How would we appreciate what God has created? How would we find meaning in what God has created? How would we be able to understand God's creations? So that is why God created light. And in all of the Old Testament, God walked with his people as a light unto his people to show them the way to go. In the New Testament, with the revelation of Jesus, it became possible for us to become light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Now, this was Jesus preaching and addressing the children of Israel. And he said here, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." My emphasis really is on verse 14. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Jesus used this in reference to himself in the book of John. And now we find him telling us that we are the light of the world. What makes it possible for us to become the light of the world? John chapter 1 and verse 4. In him was light. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. By receiving Christ into our life, by receiving Zoe, everlasting life, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have. It becomes your property. It becomes your possession. You have everlasting life. And the word rendered everlasting life is the word Zoe, which is the same word that is used in John chapter 1 and verse 4, where he says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." So Jesus brought this life and gave this life to us so that we also could become light and shine our light unto the world. So I dare here ask us, have you been shining as a light? Have you been light where you are? What does it even mean to be light? What does it mean to be light? You know, in many cases, we talk about being an example unto others. But beyond just being an example unto others, you will be a source of revelation, a source of inspiration, a source of meaning to other people's life. Once you understand the importance of God's light, God's light does not just come for you to, you know, be in an example unto others, like you're up there and others are coming behind. No, that is not all God's light brings about. God's light also brings about meaning. You add meaning to people's life. You add understanding. They begin to know things that they never thought they could know. A certain minister preached at one time, and he made reference to some of the amazing revelations, some of the amazing things that we celebrate today. And he said how that in that time that these revelations came, Albert Einstein, you know, name them, all these scientists, that they walked in the time of a revival that came forth from the church and shed light in the city. So that light that was shed in the city was what made it possible for these revelations to come forth. Many times we say it, that you carry a solution to somebody's problem. You carry a solution to somebody's problem. You carry a solution to a problem that has not even been thought about. But the only way you can bring that forth is when you show forth the light of God. When you allow God's light to express itself in you. When you allow God's life to fully encompass you such that you spread light wherever you go. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 17. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. I'll take it again, verse 17. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Verse 18. I pray that the perception of your mind may be enlightened, so you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the glorious riches of His inheritance amongst the saints. Please, can I have New King James? All right, thank you. Verse 17. Let's go back to verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Next verse. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Can we have King James Version? King James Version, please, of verse 18. All right, this does not render it. Amplified, please. All right, thank you. By having your eyes of your heart flooded with light. No, the King James Version and New King James Version rendered it as enlightened. But here it says your heart may be flooded with light. Flooded with light, full of light, so that you can know. Let's go back to New King James, verse 17. Verse 17, please. All right, thank you. Now, I would need you to notice something here. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. You know, many times we pray, God, give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Give me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. But that in itself is not what produces the knowing. Sorry, can we get the scripture back, please? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So this spirit is given to you, but that does not mean you know. So you can receive the spirit of wisdom, you can receive the spirit of revelation, but you do not know. That's why many times you see certain things that happened and you are wondering, wow, could these things happen? To take us back, you know, remember the prophet Balaam that was traveling to go and curse Israel after being contacted by King Balak. Remember that the donkey that was carrying him spoke to him, prophesied basically to him. Now, what happened in that case was that there was a spirit of revelation, wisdom and revelation at work that spoke through the donkey. But that did not translate into the donkey being aware or knowing whatever it is it was doing. So it is possible for the spirit of revelation, the spirit of wisdom to be abundant. But yet, there is no, you know, that knowing is not there. What brings about the knowing? The next verse. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know. So basically, you can have the spirit of wisdom, you can have the spirit of revelation at work, but you do not know because the eyes of your understanding has not been flooded with light yet. So there needs to be light. There needs to be a revelation of light that will lead to a knowing. And this knowing is that kind of knowing that you are, you know, if you are tapped, if you're woken up, you can always speak about it. That is the knowing. And here I say, the path of light. Light enters into us. Light enters into our body. Let's look at our physical being. Light enters into our physical being through our eyes. So the eyes is very, very important in all of this. Because it's possible that there could be light here. But if the eyes are not good, then one would not be able to appreciate what the light has come to do. Bring a blind man inside here. Fill this whole place with light. The blind man will still not be able to find his way. Let's go look in the Bible. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 22. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. Are we all there? All right. So Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, the whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light within you is darkness, how deep is that darkness? The eye is very important. Because we can actually fill this whole place with lights. But if our eyes are not good, then we would not be able to appreciate the light that there is. Light passes through the eyes, and the eyes being the gateway into our spirit. Here, it talks about the eyes, but in Ephesians chapter 1, the eyes of understanding is particularly mentioned there. The eyes of understanding. So the eyes of our understanding is that which will bring light into our bodies. It's possible now for us to have the life of God and the light of God within us. Yet, if the eyes of our understanding is not good, then this light shall be in us as darkness. So how do we access this light as Christians? How do we access this light? How do we grow? Because it's certain, it's definite that the light is in us as a result of our reception of the life of God. If we have received the life of God, we have God's light. How do we walk in this light? How do we continue to increase this light in us? The book of Psalms 119 verse 130. Psalms 119 verse 130. It says here, the revelation of your words brings light and gives understanding to the inexperienced. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. We can't separate the word of God from the life of God and from the light of God. If we want to increase in the light of God, if we want God's light in us to be magnified beyond our measures, then we need to fill ourselves with the Word of God. We need to allow the Word of God to enter into us. It did not just say the Word of the Lord gives light. It says the entrance of the Word of the Lord gives light. We need to allow the Word of the Lord permeate every fiber of our being, so that we will not be lighting, we'll not be putting up light and covering it up, like it says in Matthew chapter 5. We need to allow the light of God permeate us, enter into us. We could also get this, increase the light of God through prayers, and that's in the book of Jude, verse 20. And lastly, we increase the light of God in us by walking in love. The book of 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. The one who says he is in the light but hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother remains in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. I read it again. The one who says he is in the light but hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother remains in the light, and there is cause for stumbling in him. Love is very important to keep the light of God shining in us and shining through us. The word of the Lord is important. Let's not forget John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. We can't separate God's word from God's life and God's light. So if we want to walk and continually walk in God's light and God's life, you always need the word of God. And you need to walk in love. Because love is that which keeps the eyes straight. Love is what keeps the eyes straight. Love is what keeps the eyes good. Love keeps us humble always. Love helps us to see the good that can be brought out from every other person. Love helps us to maintain a straight eye, to maintain a good eye. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Let us ask that God's word shall increase in our hearts, that the Lord's word shall increase in our lives, and the Lord's light shall continually shine through us, that indeed we will be a light unto the world. We will not just be light in our words, but also in our character and in our being. That we grow in the knowledge of God as a result of the light of God that fills our hearts and fills our spirits. Our Father, we thank you. We bless you for your word that has come forth this morning. Thank you, eternal Rock of Ages, because you shall help us that we will continually walk in your light, O God. Help us that will continually be manifestations of your light to the world. Thank you, Lord, because your light is revealed and floods our hearts, and there shall not be anything hidden. There shall not be any secret, but everything shall be open before you, who is the Father of light. And you shall bring us to that place of knowing that you have desired for us, even in this time. In Jesus' name we have prayed.